Welcome to Quickies.
Hello, you're back on In.com's Quickies with Karan. For celeb news and gossip, sit back and tune right in. Here we go. Exercising their right to vote and be responsible citizens, a number of Bollywood celebrities hit the voting booths on Monday. Right now, phase 4 of the 8-phase voting process is underway in Mumbai, and a number of celebrities including Priyanka Chopra, Aamir Khan, Ajay Devgan, Madhuri Dixit and Dia Mirza went to cast their vote. Varun Dhawan and his good old papa David Dhawan exercised their right to vote as well. Varun also exercised his right to be an upstanding good Samaritan when he decided to help an elderly lady struggling to climb the stairs by holding her hands. Seeing that, I'm sure a few young ladies must have also tried struggling up the stairs, you know, in a bit to get some hand time with the Sui Dhaga actor. I know I would have definitely given that tactic a shot. Well, only if holding hands with Varun was what I really wanted, of course. Also, Varun's patriotism didn't end there. He was also sporting a white t-shirt which had Made in India printed on it. That's quite a bit of patriotic planning for voting day. You know how you randomly stumble upon those photos of you when you were much younger and can't believe that you actually look like that? And God help you if any of your friends caught sight of those photos. You'd never hear the end of it, and it'll be shared multiple times on social media with endless comments. I actually have a photo like that with long hair which kept reappearing every couple of years just when I thought it had been forgotten. As much as us common folk get embarrassed about these things, when you're a celebrity with Virat Kohli's confidence, nothing can faze you. The guy is one of the top cricketers in the country, has married one of the prettiest actors from Bollywood, and doesn't have to prove anything to anyone. And so, in a bid to spread awareness about voting, he shared a picture of his voting ID, which has a hilarious picture of him from years ago. Spiked hair, chubbier cheeks, and a full hairline. I can't even believe Virat used to look like this. He basically looks like a child of half-human, half-werewolf parentage. And with a Mona Lisa half-smile, but you know, like an evil version of it. Then again, he's been in the spotlight for years now, so I'm sure there are loads of pictures like this lying around. Phase 4. Choose your candidate. Fight. If you didn't get the reference, that's Mortal Kombat with a political voting twist to it. Right now, Phase 4 of the Lok Sabha elections 2019 have people from Mumbai, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh casting their votes. And amidst this political Mortal Kombat scenario, we have responsible citizens and celebrities alike urging people to step out and get that responsible temporary finger tattoo. One of these celebrities, who always makes a habit of making his opinion heard, I don't know, possibly out of a fear of being forgotten maybe, is Rishi Kapoor. The actor has been in New York for almost a year, undergoing treatment for a disease that he's refused to share with anyone. And in a bid to get some PR in, he took to Twitter to let everyone know that he reached out to the Indian consulate in New York to find out if there's any facility for people like him who aren't in the country to vote. Well, there isn't. So he further went on to urge fans to vote wherever and whenever they have to. Well, Rishi, it looks like you do not forget to get some limelight wherever and whenever you have to. Like father, like son is a phrase famously used when the son follows closely in Daddy Dearest's footsteps. Dharmendra is someone who is well known for venturing from acting into politics and is also a former BJP MP. Now his son, actor Sunny Deol, is following closely behind after joining Bharatiya Janata Party recently. He filed his nomination papers from Punjab's Gurdaspur parliamentary constituency a couple of hours after offering prayers at the Golden Temple in Amritsar. His brother Bobby Deol also tagged along for the whole affair. To go with his name and to make sure no one visually missed him, Sunny wore a bright yellow turban to contrast his navy blue shirt.
That's Sunny wearing a sunny yellow turban.
He also talked about how he wants Narendra Modi to remain Prime Minister for another 5 years because he wants India to develop as a country. Sunny was welcomed into the party by Union Ministers Piyush Goyal and Nirmala Sitharaman. And showing his commitment to the BJP, he's already started referring to them as his family. With injuries to both the lead actors of RRR, the shooting schedule of the film took a bit of a stumble. Ram Charan sprained his ankle while NTR injured his hand and shoulder while using Head and Shoulders in the bathroom. Okay, I'm kidding. I don't know how NTR injured his hand and shoulder, but it definitely wasn't due to any shower shampoo accident. The good news is that downs are always followed by ups. Well, most of the time at least. And so shooting for the movie will resume in a week's time. According to a source from the camp, the situation is all positive and they are about to start off with another schedule soon. Both NTR and Ram Charan will be shooting for the introduction scenes and will also be joined by Alia Bhatt and Ajay Devgan soon. One bit of news that hasn't improved though is actress Daisy Edgar-Jones walking out of the project. Although the search to replace her is underway, apparently no one suitable has been confirmed upon yet. Or at least it hasn't been confirmed to the public as yet.
The Quickies on In.com.